You're listening to Cradio.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and you're listening to Cradio. Now, October Baby is the debut feature film from brothers John and Andrew Irwin that will be screening for one night only across Australia on Monday night. It tells the story of 19-year-old Hannah Lawson, who discovers that not only is she adopted, but she's also the survivor of a failed abortion. Spurred by feelings of confusion, rejection, and betrayal, Hannah goes on a journey to find her birth mother and uncover her past. Hannah's journey is ultimately one of finding herself, healing past hurts, finding love, and learning to forgive. Though to some critics Hannah's story may seem a bit far-fetched, it's certainly not unheard of. The Irwin brothers found their inspiration in the true story of Jana Jessen, who survived a saline solution abortion attempt and has become a vocal advocate for the pro-life movement. Stories like Jana's are bound to make us a little uncomfortable. They represent the unseen victims that our culture tries so hard to forget in the abortion debate, the unwanted unborn. October Baby takes the story of one of these and provides a powerful reminder of what is actually at stake here, human life. A conversation between our protagonist Hannah and Mary, a nurse from the abortion clinic, gets to the crux of it. Mary explains to Hannah, "When you hear something enough times, somehow you start to believe it. It was tissue, that's what they told us. It was tissue that couldn't survive, non-viable tissue. But I didn't see no tissue. I just saw the face of a child." The most heart-wrenching scene in the film is an encounter between Hannah and her birth mother Cindy Hastings, played by Sherry Rigby. It highlights the experience recounted by so many post-abortive women, the pain and regret that leads them to bury their secret and try to forget it. For Sherry, this was a role sent by God, and what the Irwin brothers didn't know when they sent her the script was how much she and Cindy had in common. We caught up with Sherry to talk about what led her to want to be a part of October Baby and how the film is already helping to bring hope and healing after abortion. Hi Sherry, thanks for joining me today and congratulations on October Baby.
Thank you so much and thank you for having me on.
I was really pleased to hear that the film did quite well at the US box office. It hasn't come out in Australia yet. I think our first screening is happening on Monday night, but I got to preview it and it's a powerful story and I think it's really one that needed to be told. And I know for you it's quite a personal story as well. So could you tell us a bit about that and what led you to be a part of this film?
Absolutely. It's such a great question. And I'm excited that it's coming out there. It is a story that needs to be told. October Baby, well, first of all, the Irwins are just incredible filmmakers. And I had worked with them before on the Casting Crown slow fade video for Fireproof. And so I was very thrilled for when they called me and said, "Hey, we have our first feature film. We'd love for you to play a part in it. And there's a role." And they didn't tell me anything about the script, but they sent it to me and said, "We want you to read it and let us know what you think. And if you're interested, we'd love to offer you the part." And I was so excited over it. And I ended up getting the script. My husband printed it out and it had a picture of Rachel Hendricks, who plays Hannah, on the cover of it. And most movie scripts, you know, they don't come to you like that. They come with just the page and the name on it. And so it was really incredible to see her. And my husband looks at me and he goes, "Wow, you know, this girl really looks like you." And it was more intriguing at every moment. And so I sat down and I started reading it. And I got to the part where Jasmine Guy, the nurse, is sharing with Hannah about the birth mother. And I just realized in the moment that I was reading a story that paralleled my life 20 years ago. And she was talking about me, you know, talking about this young woman and the career path that I had chose and the life that I had lived and what I wanted. And you know, in that moment, as I kept reading, I just realized that here was a movie that was paralleling my life, that God had ordained a film for me 20 years after the fact. And all the way to the end of the film, when I shared the secret with my husband that happened in my life. And at that very moment, I just broke down. I was crying and realizing that, you know, here was a secret that was coming out. And I got on the phone with John Irwin, and I shared with him, and I just remember him just sitting there saying, wow, you know, because they knew nothing about my past, and knew nothing of the secret of having an abortion. And I just thought, you know, God, how good are you that you would give me something like this to share a story? And it was just incredible.
So was it a hard decision? Like you said, you really felt that God led you to that, but was it a hard decision to take it on? Or what was that journey like of preparing for it? And you said it was a process of healing for you as well.
Yes, it really was a sense of healing for me. I hadn't talked about, you know, really spoken about my abortion in many years. There was only a few people that really knew about what I had gone through at that time period of my life. And so, you know, taking it on, the film itself, I knew whatever the Irwins were about to create was going to be spectacular, and I was excited to take on the role. You know, of course, it's scary to take something on that is so controversial, but at the same time, you know, as storytellers, that's what we're called to do, and, you know, it really hits home when it's something that it's really a part of your life. And as I started preparing for the movie role, I had a lot of my own time where I was really praying and speaking with the Lord. And the Lord just really showed me that this film wasn't about me. It was really about the women and what was going to come. And this was in 2010. And I went through a real process, and I knew I had been forgiven for what I had done. But the Lord really called me to seek forgiveness. And in that moment when I did that, He just showed me some of the most glorious things. I can't even imagine. It was the most incredible thing, and as I started filming, I worked through that, and then I had my John Kirby, my acting coach, and we really prepared, and then I got on set, and all of a sudden, everything that in that preparation time, God was just opening the next beautiful part of the rose for me, and you know, the healing process again started, and it was overwhelming.
That's really beautiful. And I'm really grateful that you do share that story. I know it's really difficult. I mean, looking at the statistics, there are so many women out there that have been through this, and it's obviously hard for anyone to talk about. And so that makes it obviously harder for people to go seek healing or know that there's healing and hope. And I know in our culture, we try to sort of distance ourselves from the subject matter and even the language we use when we're talking about these issues. And like I said, it's really a story that needed to be told, and it's from the perspective, the untold perspective of the child in Hannah. So what were the sort of responses that the film received?
Well, you know, the response here has been so incredible. I mean, the stories that are being shared with me all the time of forgiveness and healing that when they see these movies is just overwhelming. You know, I think what we have to remember is that, you know, transparency is really what is the key. We have to be able to speak about topics that are hard to talk about. And, you know, when we do that, you know, Revelation 12:11 talks about the testimony, by the testimonies and the blood of the Lamb, they will come. And I really believe that that is true. You know, we have powerful stories. Each one of us have powerful stories. And instead of being held captive by those secrets, you know, we have to be able to share them and hope that in some way it can help and encourage and transform somebody else's lives, you know, life. And that's what I see happening here. I see people that have gone through healings and, you know, in watching this movie and seeing them. You know, I had a woman that wrote me a letter, and she had lived with a late-term abortion. She was a 12-year-old girl that had been forced to have one and lived with it for 43 years, and she almost died until she saw the movie, until she was really able to start speaking about it. And, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to start talking about it. And I'm so thankful that October Baby is a movie that gives people a great story to sit and watch. But at the end of it, they sit there and they talk and go, you know what? I have to really know about this. I need to research this. I need to know what this is all about. Get people talking. I think that's the most positive thing that's coming from this film.
Praise God. It's good to see that it's already bearing fruit. And I know that in this type of work, it often comes with a spiritual battle. Is that something that was experienced by the cast and crew?
You know, I can't speak for the cast and crew as much. I know that for the Irwins, you know, the first time when we went into the spring of 2011, the Irwins brought the film to Hollywood, and they showed it to a group of about 40 of the top heads of studios, and they just turned it down. Everyone said, "I'm sorry, it's a beautiful movie, but we can't show this film. We can't get behind it." I think that was really the first point, but you know, then God has His hand on it, and all of a sudden, these incredible people come from all over to start investing and growing this film until, you know, we see the release in March 23rd of 2012. You know, and I can speak for myself, you know, the spiritual battles are definitely there. You know, it's incredible to see how many things can go wrong in a day. But what I love so much about our Savior is that He's constantly there to stand in front of us and remind us that He's got it. And He wants things to be done in His timing. And that's what I think is so incredible. No matter what kind of spiritual battles happened in 2010, 2011, we're now seeing the fruits of the labor in His labor of 2012.
And you mentioned before that one of the reasons that, you know, you felt that you were called to tell this story is for the women who have suffered as a result of abortion. And so what is it that you want these women to be able to take away from this film? If they come along to this film, what do you want them to leave with?
You know, I want women and men. You know, I'm one of 55 million voices recorded. And so we know that there's a lot of men and women that have not been recorded out there. And what I want them to take away is that they are forgiven, that they can be released from their secrets. They can share it and not feel ashamed, not have condemnation. Our Savior is much bigger than any person on this earth, and that all we have to do is speak it and seek forgiveness, and it's done. And then they go on, and they can share their testimonies and be transparent about it. And the moment that we stop being captive by our secrets and things that are hiding in the darkness is the moment that we have true freedom. And that's what I hope they experience and they take away from it, that they feel empowered when they walk out to say, "I am not ashamed. I am here. I have done this, but I have been forgiven. My Savior has died for me on the cross, and I am redeemed."
Obviously, there are a lot of women who sort of bury these experiences quite deeply, so they might not get along to watch this film, and even those close to them, they won't talk about these issues with. For those of us who have those people in our lives, what do you suggest is the best way to reach out to them?
You know, I think the best way to reach out to people that don't get to see this movie or maybe that don't know Christ is that as Christ followers, we are to be the arms of Christ, and I believe that we are the ones to show that love and kindness. And, you know, just to be able to talk about things and to sit and listen. And, you know, sometimes it's when we share something in our lives that might seem like a secret or might seem like a shame to us. When we share those with other people and are transparent, so many times that's what opens the eyes and the hearts of others to say, you know what, I need to find out why those people are able to share that. I need to know what it is that they have that peace, you know, and who that peace is from. And I think that's a really great way to start a conversation. But all in all, I would just say to be the love of the arms of Christ, and what more can you do?
Thank you once again for joining us today and also for being a part of telling this beautiful story. It'll be showing for one night only around Australia, and the screening times are at www.fiveloavesmedia.com. And then also there's a Facebook group called October Baby Movie Australia New Zealand. So thank you once again, Sherry, for joining us today. It was really a pleasure. I'm sure many Australians are looking forward to seeing the film.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. And I'm so excited to see how many people are going to be touched by it. And thank you guys for supporting us.
Radio.org.au.